Meteorologist Greg Solier, agricultural meteorologist for the Brownfield Radio Farm Network.
Greg, winter decided to reappear in not only the upper Midwest, but I was in Kansas City this past week for the NAFB convention, and there was snow on the ground in Missouri. So a pretty wide area dealing with winter-like conditions, and not everybody's done harvesting their crops yet. So my first question to you would be, how long are we going to have to endure these conditions, or is this really just the start of winter and it's going to be like this for a few months?
No, it's nothing like that we'll really experience to see this wintertime season, despite the early and often arrival of wintertime, much like the way we talk about voting in Chicagoland. But in any event, digressing back into the matters at hand, yeah, snow at Kansas City, snow over the past 24 hours as far south as St. Louis, Oklahoma City, West Texas cotton, even some accumulation there. This is not the way the winter season plays on out. It is a trademark, however, of a strengthening El Nino. We usually kind of fast forward an earlier start to winter, cold and some snow, and it's relatively long-lasting. But as you get deeper into the autumn and almost up to into the start of the winter season around here, we reverse the whole weather pattern, kind of take those temperatures that you would experience in October and November and displace them into the months of December and January. So the bottom line, milder days, drier days. I'm sure the frost and freeze into the ground will help support some heavier equipment with the last tough harvest. But at the same time, very much, we still have a lot of fall weather to go across the area, with again, milder days and a quieter weather picture closer to Thanksgiving into December and from there on into perhaps the beginning part of January.
What's your sense as far as soils that have frozen? You know, there are farmers that would like to do tillage, get manure applied, things like that. And if the soil is frozen and won't thaw again, that could create some problems. So as you talk to people from around the Midwest, and especially the upper Midwest, is that going to be a significant problem at this point?
I think in the near term, yeah, obviously. However, as we kind of, with time, begin to re-thaw soils out, don't think there'll be any real long-lasting, deep, penetrating frost and freeze as you would expect in winter time or the start of the winter season or anything related to this cold, with the absence of any significant, healthy, widespread snow cover. I think we'll likely see some improvement and the opportunities, while it's late, to get out there as the soils begin to loosen up a little bit, still have some sense of drying effect to them, moderated warmth. I think we'll be able to get some heavier equipment back out there, tillage, late season application. And while those soil temperatures will come on down probably or doing so, they might even come up a couple degrees. So we're again reversing or at least fast forwarding the start of winter, replacing it on the back end of a fairly mild weather pattern here for mid to late autumn and into early winter. And I think that's actually the story over many areas of the plains and corn belt this winter season. Generally milder, not that we'll have any cold or snow, but a far more manageable one from a livestock standpoint. Back end of winter, maybe looking a little colder and snowier, particularly into the eastern Corn Belt locales. But once we can get past Thanksgiving into December, probably a good part of January as well, I think it might be far more favorable at that point for outdoor work, the last to clean up and harvest, than it will be here over the next probably 10 days to maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
When you look at extremes over the past few days, whether it's snowfall totals or cold temperatures, where did you see the highest snow amounts and the coldest temps, Greg?
Saw some of the coldest readings up through Montana, parts of the upper Missouri Valley, the Dakotas. They were down pretty close to zero, although we'd have single-digit readings into parts of Nebraska, the Panhandle, and locally even colder, where we had upwards of about 4, 5, 6 inches of snow just about a week to 10 days ago into parts of southern Nebraska, northern Kansas as well. Readings down below the 20-degree mark, even as far south as the Oklahoma Panhandle. And over the next couple of days, those readings into the perhaps mid-teens as far south as the Ohio. We've really seen significant frost and freeze and a hard freeze as far south as Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, northern Georgia, and into the Tennessee Valley in the mid-south locale. So that's fairly substantial cold for so early into the season. But again, looks like there's in the weather business, there's such a thing as a temperature budget, a precipitation budget. We're likely to deplete some of that early season cold and moisture currently, and again, move into something far more manageable across a wide area of the plains and corn belt in the weeks to come.
Anything else on the weather front that you want to make sure our listeners know about?
Again, very manageable. Not that we won't have some spells of honest-to-goodness true winter weather around here, but they should be, and the spells relatively few and far between. The back end of winter, though, is a trademark of El Nino, and a weakening El Nino, probably into March and April, could actually have a little more winter associated. So at this vantage point, would anticipate maybe a late arriving spring season, late opportunities for at least warming of soils, but at the same time, if we keep, and most likely will keep, precipitation and snow totals at or even below normal, there may be at least some opportunity, despite the cold and some recurrent moisture, for maybe a little early season field work, particularly in the Western Corn Belt and back into the plains.